Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we give you the latest league leaders and standings in the association and much more, so stay tuned. We've got another jam-packed, action-packed show for you. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Boston Celtics. Boston, they have been on a roll from start. Well, can't say finish, but we're at the near finish stretch, the home stretch, I should say, of the NBA regular season. Before the All-Star break, phenomenal. Since coming off of the All-Star break, phenomenal as well. And my goodness, Boston, they have just been rolling. As this show is currently airing, they are on a four-game winning streak. Jason Tatum, MVP candidate. Jaylen Brown, you can put him in the race for the MVP spot as well. Jaylen and Jason, since those two have been together, they have been a phenomenal team. Jaylen got rewarded with a contract extension this past offseason. Jason is due to get his money at some time as well. Keeping these two together is definitely going to be, in my opinion, beneficial to the Celtics going forward, at least for the next decade and a half. So Jason Tatum's been balling. Jaylen Brown has been balling. You've got Derek White. You know what he brings to the table, not just with the three-point shooting, but with his defense as well. Jrue Holiday has been a nice addition for the Celtics, coming over in the trade from Milwaukee. And then Jrue brings that veteran leadership. He brings the defense. Also, you've got Al Horford. He brings his veteran leadership, the sharp shooting. Also, he's a force in the paint, giving you the rebounds when necessary. Kristaps Porzingis, when healthy, he brings in another element to the offensive side. Porzingis has been battling injuries as of late, but nevertheless, he still gets in and makes a contribution when he's healthy. And how about the other supporting cast with the likes of a Peyton Pritchard? Peyton Pritchard is definitely someone that could make a case for the Sixth Man of the Year award. Also, Luke Kornet's played pretty well as well. So Boston is clicking on all cylinders, really all season long. Joe Mazzulla definitely deserves strong consideration for the Coach of the Year honors. He's done a fantastic job. This is only his second year as the head coach of the Boston Celtics, and certainly he's done an amazing job with this group, with this talent that he has with the Boston Celtics. And certainly Sam Hauser's played nice as well. He's made his contribution as well. So Boston, they're the clear-cut favorite to win the Eastern Conference. Everybody, from start and all those to the near finish, the C's have been balling. I don't see them slowing down anytime soon. The schedule, let's see the next couple of games that they have. They've got Washington, they've got Detroit, then they've got a tough one coming up against Milwaukee, then they've got Detroit, then they're going to be the next several games for the remainder of the month of March. They're at Chicago, then they have two games in Atlanta against the Hawks, and then they end the month of March with a tough one in New Orleans against the Pelicans. But the Celtics, they're looking really good. They have put their foot on the gas. They have mashed on the gas since the beginning of the year. They have not let up. So Boston, they're rolling right now, and they're definitely making a strong case that the Eastern Conference could go through Boston, Massachusetts, in dealing with the Boston Celtics. My next storyline is going to be the Denver Nuggets. If I talked about the Boston Celtics and the road to the Eastern Conference, possibly going through Boston, well, the Western Conference could possibly go through the defending champion, Denver Nuggets. Denver, Colorado, that is, the Mile High City. Denver, the defending champs, have been on a roll as of late. As this show is airing, Denver is on a winning streak. Nikola Jokic, MVP candidate, Jamal Murray. Hey, he's picking up right where he's left off from last year. Michael Porter Jr. Hey, listen, they talked about MPJ the first several years of his career battling injuries, but last year he made the case that he's an important piece to the Denver Nuggets, and he's really upped his game up and upped up his contribution to the Nuggets this year. Also, there have been a great supporting cast. We had KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Also, Peyton Watson has been a nice addition as well. Julian Strother. Also, you can't forget about Christian Brown. Christian Brown has just been a phenomenal player. He was phenomenal in that finals run last year with the Nuggets beating the Miami Heat. And who could forget about Aaron Gordon, right? I mean, Aaron Gordon, he was basically a high flyer, somebody that played to the basket during his time with the Magic. But since arriving in Denver a few years ago, he has become a complete player, and he continues to elevate his play to another level. We know that in the Western Conference, it's Oklahoma City and Minnesota. Both of those teams are on the rise. They have rising stars with the likes of Anthony Edwards for the Timberwolves and SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for the Oklahoma City Thunder. But what Oklahoma City and Minnesota don't have right now is a championship. And they don't have veteran leadership, and they don't have experience as of yet. Denver has that. And I talked about the road to the Eastern Conference could go through Boston. I think the road to the Western Conference will still go through Denver. And I think we're going to be on a collision course, at least in my opinion. This year's NBA Finals will no doubt most likely be the Boston Celtics going up against the Denver Nuggets. But Denver's on a roll right now. And again, kudos to Michael Malone on another phenomenal year and what he's done with this team. Again, I mentioned about Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics getting strong consideration for Coach of the Year honors. You got to put Michael Malone in there as well from the Denver Nuggets. So big ups to the defending champions from the Mile High City. And for my last storyline is going to be the Houston Rockets. The head coach of the Houston Rockets in his first year is Ime Udoka. We know about all of the stuff that went down with him in Boston. That's water under the bridge. New situation, new surroundings, new setting with the Houston Rockets. And I talked about Joe Mazzulla and Michael Malone deserving Coach of the Year considerations. How about putting Ime Udoka in the mix as well? A team that is very young, but a team that's talented and a team that's on the rise as well. When you've got rising stars like Jalen Green, somebody who's been balling as of late, as this show is currently airing, the Rockets are on a winning streak. And the Rockets have the opportunity, if they can continue to be on this consistency, they have a chance to qualify for the play-in tournament. Jalen Green's played well. Alperen Şengün has been phenomenal as well. Jabari Smith Jr., him and Jalen are among the rising stars in the league. One of my favorite players, Fred VanVleet. If you remember Fred, a member of that 2019 Toronto Raptors championship team, I always said that Fred VanVleet is one of the most underrated players in the NBA. Not the fastest, but he's one of the toughest in the league. A solid defender and one of the best long-range shooters in the league. And with Fred, he brings that veteran leadership and that championship experience to the Houston Rockets. And that's what's definitely needed, because the Rockets are one of the youngest teams in the league, but they're also a team that's on the rise. Also, Amen Thompson has played solid for the Rockets as of late in the midst of this winning streak that the Rockets are on. So kudos to that talent that they have, that young talent that Houston has. And also Ime Udoka, strong consideration for this year's Coach of the Year honors and what he's done with a team that's very young. When you have a high flyer like a Jalen Green and a solid shooter like a Alperen Şengün, and then when you have the experience of a Fred VanVleet, Houston is definitely a team that can be on the rise if everything works out. Now, if Houston qualifies for the play-in tournament, I always said that if everything holds up, the Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, could be a dark horse in the West. If everything is consistent, Houston could be one of those dark horses as well. But the Rockets have been rolling right now. They're on a current winning streak. And again, they have an opportunity, knock on wood, they have a chance to qualify to at least be eligible to participate in the play-in tournament. But it's going to be difficult because currently they have Phoenix, Dallas, the Lakers, and Golden State all in front of them. So it's going to be an uphill battle to climb, especially in the Western Conference. But kudos to Ime Udoka and what he's done so far in his first year as the head coach of the Houston Rockets and what that whole team has done. All right, some news and notes to pass along to you. The Orlando Magic. I mentioned about Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and Houston, teams that are on the rise with rising stars. Well, the Orlando Magic, they secured their future at least for the next 4 years. They've agreed to a 4-year extension with head coach Jamal Mosley. And Mosley is somebody that's had experience in the NBA, serving as an assistant coach, also working in player development. He played overseas for a while. And again, kudos to Jamal Mosley and congratulations to him on signing that 4-year extension with the Orlando Magic. And the Magic, they've got a lot of young talent on that roster with the likes of a Jalen Suggs. And you also have a Franz Wagner. And, of course, you can't forget about Paolo Banchero, who is a superstar in the making as well. So congratulations again to Jamal Mosley, the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He signs a 4-year extension with the Magic. And, again, the Magic is a young team, a team that's on the rise, and definitely, Dave, turned a lot of heads this year. And certainly, if not qualifying for the play-in tournament this year, they definitely have a playoff spot that's definitely on the horizon for them as well. All right, now it's time for the current league leaders in the association. Let's start off with points per game. The current leading scorer in the NBA is Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 34 points per game. Coming in at number two, representing the Oklahoma City Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At number three, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns. And at number five, Donovan Mitchell from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next category, rebounds per game. At number one, Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. He's averaging close to 14 rebounds per game. At number two, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number three, Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. At number four, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And at number five, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. Next category, field goal percentage. At number one, Daniel Gafford from the Dallas Mavericks. He's shooting 71% from the field. At number two, Jakob Poeltl from the Toronto Raptors. At number three, Ivica Zubac from the Los Angeles Clippers. At number four, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at number five, Jalen Duren representing the Detroit Pistons. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one, Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 11 assists per game. At number two, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. At number three, Luka Doncic. At number four, Nikola Jokic. And at number five, Domantas Sabonis. Next category, steals per game. At number one, from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's averaging 2 steals per game. At number two, De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings. At number three, Matisse Thybulle from the Portland Trailblazers. At number four, Donovan Mitchell. And at number from the Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard. Next category is blocks per game. At number one, the rookie from France representing the San Antonio Spurs, Victor Wembanyama. He's averaging over 3 blocks per game. At number two, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. At number three, Brook Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Chet Holmgren from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And at number five, Anthony Davis. Next category is going to be 3-point field goals made. At number one, one half of the Splash Brothers from the Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry. At number two, Luka Doncic. At number three, from the New York Knicks, Dante DiVincenzo. Number four, the other half of the Splash Brothers, representing the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson. And at number five, representing the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum. Next category is going to be 3-point percentage. At number one, Grayson Allen from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting 47% from 3-point range. At number two, Luke Kennard from the Memphis Grizzlies. At number three, from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Jalen Williams. At number four, actually, we're tied for fourth, Drew Holiday from the Boston Celtics and Aaron Nesmith from the Indiana Pacers. They're both shooting 44% from the field. Well, excuse me, they're both shooting 44% from 3-point range. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. At number one, representing the Milwaukee Bucks, Damian Lillard. At number two, Stephen Curry. At number three, from the Portland Trail Blazers, Anfernee Simons. At number four, Bogdan Bogdanovic from the Atlanta Hawks. And at number five, Klay Thompson. And the last category that we have is going to be minutes played. Coming in at number one, this guy has been phenomenal all season long in minutes played. Representing the Chicago Bulls is going to be DeMar DeRozan. Coming in at number two, we have, Miles Bridges from the Charlotte Hornets. Number three, Luka Doncic. Number four, from the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant. And actually, and then coming in last is going to be Tyrese Maxey from the Philadelphia 76ers. So in minutes per game, DeMar DeRozan is at one, followed by Miles Bridges at two. Luka Doncic is three, and then tied for fourth, Kevin Durant and Tyrese Maxey. And there you have it. Those are the current league leaders in the NBA. All right, let's move along now to our current standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. The Boston Celtics currently remain in first place in the Eastern Conference. They have a record of 52 wins and 14 losses. The Celtics are currently the first team in the East to clinch a playoff spot. Congratulations to the boys from Beantown. Currently in second place are the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 43 and 24, followed by the Cleveland Cavaliers in third with a record of 42 and 24. In fourth are the New York Knicks with a record of 39 and 27. The Orlando Magic of fifth with a record of 38 and 28, followed by the Indiana Pacers in sixth with a record of 37 and 30. Coming in seventh are the Philadelphia 76ers with a record of 36 and 30. The Miami Heat are eighth with a record of 35 and 30. The Chicago Bulls are next with a record of 32 and 35. And the Atlanta Hawks are in 10th with a record of 29 and 36. Followed in 11th by the Brooklyn Nets. Coming in 12th are the Toronto Raptors. And 13th are the Charlotte Hornets. And then next to last are the Detroit Pistons. And in last place in the Eastern Conference are the Washington Wizards. So the Boston Celtics are currently the first team in the East to clinch a playoff spot. Let's move over now to the Western Conference. Never a dull moment. Always a dogfight in the West. Currently in first place are the Oklahoma City Thunder with a record of 46 and 20. Coming in second place are the Denver Nuggets. They also have a record of 46 and 20. Coming in third place are the Minnesota Timberwolves with a record of 45 and 21. In fourth place are the Los Angeles Clippers with a record of 42 and 23. In fifth place are the New Orleans Pelicans with a record of 39 and 26. In sixth place are the Sacramento Kings with a record of 38 and 27. In seventh place are the Phoenix Suns with a record of 38 and 28. Coming in eighth place are the Dallas Mavericks with a record of 38 and 29. In ninth place are the Los Angeles Lakers with a record of 36 and 31. In 10th place are the Golden State Warriors with a record of 34 and 31. Coming in 11th are the Houston Rockets with a record of 31 and 35. Followed in 12th by the Utah Jazz. In 13th are the Memphis Grizzlies. Next to last place are the Portland Trail Blazers. And in last place in the Western Conference are the San Antonio Spurs. And that takes care of your current standings in the National Basketball Association, the NBA. All right, so let's do it. Let's give you just an upcoming look at the most important games for the week in the NBA. On Sunday, March the 17th, big game between the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. You talk about superstars galore in this game. This is going to be a rematch of the NBA Finals from a few seasons ago. We've got stars galore in this game. We've got Kevin Durant. We've got Devin Booker. We've got Bradley Beal. You can put Yusuf Nurkic in the mix as well. You've also got Damian Lillard. You also got Giannis Antetokounmpo, just to name a few. Suns and Bucks, going to be a fantastic game. And we also have the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. We got Trae Young headed out to the West Coast to take on a Clippers team that's expected to do some big things going into the playoff run. You got Kawhi Leonard, PG-13, Paul George. It's going to be a fascinating game with the Hawks and the Clippers. Monday, March 18th, got a good game between the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Indiana Pacers, followed by the Miami Heat going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. We've also got a good one between the New York Knicks and the Golden State Warriors. And then you got the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. These next set of games are going to be crucial for the Lakers. It's basically do or die for them. LeBron, AD, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura. The stakes are high for the Lakers. The Lakers are currently in position to participate in the play-in tournament, but I talked about the Houston Rockets. The Rockets are on their heels. The Rockets are on the Lakers' heels and on the Warriors' heels as well, so we'll see what happens with that. On Tuesday, March the 19th, we've got a festive game between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Brooklyn Nets, and then we've got a great one between the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. This game could possibly be a preview of the Western Conference Finals. The defending champions, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray and company, headed to Minneapolis to go up against Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, Mike Conley Jr. and company. This could be a preview of the Western Conference Finals. We'll see what happens with that game. On Wednesday, March the 20th, we've got the Miami Heat going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Also, we've got a good one between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Phoenix Suns. Also, we've got a pretty good one in our hands between the Sacramento Kings and the Toronto Raptors. And we could have a preview. We could have a preview of this year's Eastern Conference Finals with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. Giannis, Tatum, Jalen, Damian, Bucks and Celtics, never a dull moment. These two have been going at it for so long, and I'm pretty sure that this game will be a nail-biter from start to finish. On Thursday, March the 21st, we've got a solid one between the New York Knicks going up against the Denver Nuggets, and also we got the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Phoenix Suns. Friday, March the 22nd, we've got a solid one between the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Miami Heat. Also a good one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Got the Indiana Pacers going up against the Golden State Warriors. And we have the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And then on Saturday, March the 23rd, we've got a really good one. We've got the Battle of New York with the Brooklyn Nets going up against the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. And then also, we've got a solid one between the Boston Celtics going up against the Chicago Bulls. And they're going to be playing in Chicago, so we're going to continue to see if the C's can continue that winning streak. We'll see if Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown and company can continue their winning ways as we get towards the home stretch of the regular season and start to make that playoff run. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.